I shouldn't still love you, I'll tell you that. But if I didn't say it, well, I'd still have felt it. Where's the sense in that? I promise I'm not trying to make your life harder or return to where we were. But I will go down with this ship, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. Well, I'm in love. And always will be. I know I left too much mess and destruction to come back again. And I caused nothing but trouble. I understand if you can't talk to me again.
It's the morning show at KCSN, and Dido's with us. First of all, thank you for coming in and playing for us, because I know you're not doing that much on this little jaunt.
No, it's a very whirlwind trip, so thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's good to see you again. And you and I were just talking very quickly before we started rolling that last time I saw you was 10 years ago.
That's just a bit scary.
It's kind of doing my head in.
Sorry.
But I just think we both look so much better.
Of course we do.
Yeah. So I know there's been another album in between that one and this one that I didn't get to talk to you about, but you've taken a little bit of time off in between records.
Yeah. Any particular reason? It doesn't feel like it to me, because I'm always making music and I'm always making a record. And I think, you know, for instance, I mean, on the first two albums, the time was spent touring, and then I'd make another record. And then the third album, I took my sweet time making, to say. I sort of came out to LA and then got completely embroiled and just having an absolutely brilliant time making music here. And
you worked with John Bryan on that one, right?
Yeah, and it was just like, we just went into the studio and came out years later. But it was so much fun. I just had a brilliant time. So
did you move to LA at that time?
Yeah, I came for 2 weeks and stayed for 3 years. So,
oh, my God. Yeah. I'm surprised we didn't bump into each other at all the glamorous places.
Yeah, so I didn't go to any glamorous places.
That neither of us go to.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what did you get from that time, though, 3 years in Los Angeles?
Oh, just brilliant. I mean, it was such a creative time. And I mean, for me, LA is still the most creative I am when I'm here. I don't know why, but like, even on this record, I came out in 2010 for a few months and just ended up writing, you know, No Freedom and Girl Who Got Away and Sitting on the Roof of the World and Let Us Move On. I mean, all these songs just sort of, I don't know what it is, but there's something about LA and California that I just find incredibly inspiring, you know, like just driving around, and somehow I just write better songs.
Do you write, I hate to say this because it's kind of cliche, but it's important to me. Do you think you write happier songs when you're in LA?
I mean, I don't know, actually. No, because I mean, I wrote the whole of Safe Trip Home in LA, and that's not necessarily my happiest work.
Right. It's a transitional work for you though, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's the album where I love that record, and I learned so much making that record. And I think what I learned on that record has given me a huge amount of confidence for this album. So this album feels like sort of, you know, it's sort of going back to what I do best in a way, but with this huge amount of confidence from everything I learned from working with John, which was just an immense amount. And yeah, so I think it's sort of, LA can be a lonely place in a good way, you know, like it's actually really easy to be on your own here, I think, you know. It's sort of, it accommodates that in a way that's actually brilliant for creativity, you know. Like I loved when I first came out to LA, I was just on my own, and I came out here and I just had a brilliant time, you know.
How's your songwriting changed, do you think, in between the last record and this one? Has it changed?
I don't know. I mean, I think I'm still, I think, I don't know if it has changed. It's so hard to tell. Like, it's always been different for me, songwriting. Like, it's always lots of different ways of doing it. You know, I don't have one way of writing songs. They either sort of come out on the fly when I'm just doing other stuff, or I sit down and write, or sometimes Rollo's given me lyrics and I'm using them to write. And you know, and I love collaborating with other people, and you always learn something. I mean, I think you get more and more confidence as a songwriter, and I think, you know, you more and more know when to stop fiddling with something and that it's right. But, you know, I care the same amount about every line. And, you know, lyrics are the thing that take me some time, because either it comes out really, really quickly lyrically, like a song like Thank You just sort of came out in 5 minutes, whereas White Flag, I sort of tortured myself over the verses for like a year.
Well, did that have anything to do with the fact that once you have a little bit of success, you're sort of overthinking things?
No, I think for me, it's like when I'm writing a song, I need to see the picture clearly, and then all the lyrics come really quick. And if the picture's a bit blurry, you know, because I'm quite a visual songwriter, like for me it's all about images and pictures, and if I can't quite see the picture and it's a bit blurry, I find it really hard to write the lyrics. And then one day suddenly it's almost, it's like a camera coming into focus. You'll suddenly see exactly what you're writing about, and then the lyrics just come straight out.
So the melody comes first for you?
Sometimes, sometimes not. Sometimes I've written lyrics down in, you know, in my phone or my notepad or wherever, and then I'll sit and sort of build a whole song around that. Or sometimes I'm building a song around some of Rollo's lyrics. Or, I mean, it's always different, and that's what I like, because I don't get stuck on, I have to write this way in this place on this instrument. Like, I can write on anything, anywhere.
So what do you write on? Do you write on guitar, piano?
Guitar's probably my go-to sort of easiest thing, but I write on the piano as well. Omnichord, you know, like that's actually quite a laugh to write.
What's an omnichord?
It's this sort of thing with buttons. It's this
brilliant.
Great, you know, and you just press buttons and it says F sharp minor, and you know, so you're just like pressing keys and it sort of makes this plinky sound, but it's sort of actually quite fun to write on. I mean, I'll write on anything, you know. I've written just literally playing the drums and writing a song, or playing, you know, the only thing I've written a couple of songs just on a bass line, but that's my least good instrument.
So, you know, we all hopefully evolve as we get a little bit older, and we go through our various experiences of, you know, being with people and not being with people, getting married, having babies. And I know that you're married and have a child now.
Yeah.
How has that changed things for you?
I mean, it changes everything, you know. It's sort of like someone comes along and, you know, shakes you upside down, and it's just, I mean, it's just been the best thing in the world. I mean, I just sort of, it's funny, in like in one day you just suddenly see the world through these like completely fresh eyes. It's like everything's in sort of technicolor again, you know, like seeing really simple things through his eyes. And it's just, I mean, for me it's just the most exciting thing in the world. You sort of can't imagine. I don't know. I mean, I just, no one warned me. Like, just the amount of love and the amount of excitement and the amount of fun, you know, like I haven't stopped laughing since he came along.
It's interesting. You're smiling a lot. I noticed. I've never really seen you that sullen in the couple of times that we've met, but you do seem in particular to be smiling this time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's just makes me so happy.
Has that shifted your songwriting at all? Are you thinking about things differently?
I think there's the songs that I've written since he came along, there's a freshness to it, I guess, because you see things a bit differently, things sort of fall into place a bit more. And I think you see things that you might have got used to seeing your whole life, and you see them completely new and fresh. And I think that's really nice for songwriting.
Is there anything about the time, we're going to finish up in a minute and you're going to play No Freedom for us, but is there anything about the album title, Girl Who Got Away, that we should know about?
I mean, it's that title for a number of reasons, but my reasons were, it was just one of my favorite songs, and it was the song I sort of sung to Stanley the most when he was born, and then everyone else pounced on it as like, well, that's you, isn't it, you keep disappearing. It's like, okay. I guess so. It's like a, there's a bit of a sort of inside joke in there, I guess.
So how does it feel to be getting ready again to do it again after 4 or 5 years?
I'm actually really enjoying myself. Like, it feels really fresh. And people are like, well, what's it like putting out another record? And it's like, look, I've only put out 3 records before in my life. This is only my 4th, and it's a really big deal to me, and it's really exciting. And I work, I really care about the music that I put out, and really work to make it exactly what I want it to be. And so then I'm sort of immensely proud, and I'm just really excited.
Well, good luck out there next time around.
Thank
this time
you.
Around, it's
yeah.
great to see you again.
Oh, thank you.
And you're gonna play us out with the track, the single right now.
Cool.
No Freedom. It's Dido on the Morning Show at KCSN. Thanks.
Take it by your silence that I'm free to walk out the door. By the look in your eyes, I can tell you don't think I'll be back for more. Try to think of a world where you could stay and these safe hands could go. Take your heart above the water, wherever I choose to go. No love without freedom. No love without freedom. No love without freedom. No freedom. No love.